Some General Motors auto workers are back out on the picket lines today. It's day two of a nationwide strike of nearly 50,000 United Auto Workers from more than 50 GM plants across the country. GM and the UAW are back at the negotiating table as well. One of the biggest issues for striking workers is GM's tiered wage system, which allows some workers to earn more than others based on a number of factors. Let's talk more about this with Tracy Samuelton, who covers the auto industry for member station Michigan Radio. Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
Can you explain for us this tiered wage system at GM? It dictates how much someone makes, what kind of benefits they receive, and so on.
Yeah, that's right. There was a little shade of it before 2007. You'd hire in at about $21 and really quickly work your way up to the top wage of about $28 in 3 years. But after 2007, if you were hired after 2007, that changed dramatically. So now you hire in at about $17 an hour, and it takes 8 years to work yourself up to the top wage, which is about $30, $31 an hour. Mm. And the benefits are different also. You used to be eligible for a pension upon retirement, and now it's a 401k retirement account. So it's a pretty dramatic difference.
Yeah, and temporary workers earn about $15 an hour with no vision or dental benefits.
Right? Yeah, yeah, and they don't have that contractually mandated way to sort of work themselves up to a specified higher wage.
Okay, this might be common in other industries like tech. We know that this is a system that's in that industry, but it's pretty new for GM. When and why? You mentioned that it was around 2007, but why the company implemented this system?
Well, it was in the contract that they did during the bankruptcy. So it sort of looked back to 2007, but this started in about 2009 when GM was in bankruptcy and everybody had to pitch in to keep this company from going out of business, including the rank and file. So to try to sort of get their labor costs in line with foreign automakers, they came up with this two-tier system to make the labor costs at GM much lower than they were before.
Yeah, as you were saying, everyone kind of decided to go in on this to save the company, including the union.
Yeah, yeah, they
did. What kind of dynamic has this system created, though, now among auto workers at these plants? What impact has it had on morale?
It hurts morale. It creates resentment, not just on the part of the lower paid workers. You know, it's a real culture shift here for the union where used to be we all do the same work for the same pay. And, you know, now you might be working alongside somebody who's a temp, who's having trouble paying their bills, or maybe it's your buddy who's getting the lower wage. And, you know, it just creates unhappiness amongst everybody to sort of know that differential is there.
Have you had a chance to speak with the UAW addressing and how they're addressing this tiered wage system in this negotiating process?
So the union is being pretty close about what's going on in the negotiations, but they are very well aware that the rank and file thought that this two-tier system was going to go away at some point. They really thought these concessions were temporary and that we're eventually going to get back what we gave GM to keep them out of bankruptcy. And now it's starting to look like those things were not temporary, they're permanent.
That they may be a permanent part of working for the company.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's been reported that the GM CEO, Mary Barra, makes upwards of $21 million. That was last year. That's 295 times more than the average GM employee. Has that come up as a sticking point for any of the workers or union members that you've talked to?
I'm laughing because if you go on any Facebook page of any person who's on the picket line right now, that's like the number one meme on their Facebook page, how much Mary Barra is making compared to, you know, what the rank and file make. And it's really hurtful in a way because they know that Barra's compensation is tied to investor sentiment. And investors like a company that's lowering their labor costs. So her pay is not necessarily going to go down if their pay goes down. She may, in fact, be rewarded.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned the morale, folks right next to each other, working right next to each other, making vastly different salaries. What other things have employees told you about some of the things they want the union to bring to the table?
Well, they've read the same stories that the rest of us are reading, that GM's first offer may have been, we want you to pay not just a little more, but quite a bit more for your health insurance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, health insurance with only about a 4%, you know, sort of copay situation is almost the holy grail for people who work in the auto factories. They have really good insurance, and they don't have to pay as much for it as, say, someone out there in working for another kind of corporation. So the average for somebody in the U.S. is paying maybe 28% of their overall health insurance costs. And like I said, for a union worker, it's about 4%, and they do not want that touched.
Yeah, last we heard, the union and GM were very early in contract negotiations. They had gone through about 2% of some of the issues that they were dealing with. What have you heard so far since then?
Oh, about like how long will this take?
How long will this take? Yes. Yeah.
So that is the crystal ball question. I ask everybody I interview that question, and I don't even think the negotiators know.
Yeah, yes.
So my guess, and I'm going to stick with this estimate, anywhere from 2 days to 2 weeks. That's me.
Well, thank you so much. This is Tracy Samilton, reporter for Michigan Radio, talking with us about the ongoing GM auto workers strike. Thank you so much.
Sure thing.